Nocturne. Night sky is alright. Dark and flowing with windy breezes. The breezes carry spices to dreams and faraway lands open inside your head. Rain is much the same. It carries thoughts from the high, faraway sky down to melt into your head. Then your dreams help bring nutrients to plants so they can grow strong and healthy. Car exhaust fumes bring troubled, uneasy dreams. New drugs shall appear overnight and inflame the world's youth with mad desire and colorful visions. Kids offer to sell me drugs, and I don't even recognize the shit. Like that purple stuff that looks like a braided lock of hair. I didn't buy it. Hell, I had no idea how to take something like that. And I didn't want to look naive in front of this walking, piercing trying to sell it to me. First imports from Yuggoth are coming in today. The government has approved sales of ancient alien culture on eBay. I want one of the golden colored masks with three eye holes and a stringy tentacles over the top. 3,000 odd shaped arrowheads as well are coming. They will only cost $10 per arrowhead, so grab them while you can. My cat, Ingles, weighs 70 pounds now. A huge muscled tom, chubby and 3 foot long. Ingles will not put up with no dogs. He chases them away. Sometimes he fights with them. They run off yelping with their tails between their legs. Alien seeds came down one afternoon with a cool scented rain. The scent was like a distant memory somewhere towards the back of the mind. Maybe memory of the genes from another time. Hundreds of thousands of seeds, so many the government cannot stop them all. I've collected many colorful seeds of many odd shapes. Mostly I sleep and lay where they fall. This spring, some weird weeds are probably gonna pop up. I suppose government men in environmental protection suits will gather them up and take them away. Sounds like a major job. I've got some of the seeds growing in the closet. Not actually growing yet, that is. I've planted them, and I'm hoping they'll come up. This Easter, I'm going to be ready. Ready to kill as many of you bastards as I have to. I have a 45 and a double-barrel shotgun. No prisoners, no nothing. I shall have enough Easter eggs to last me all fucking year. You'd better stay home and eat your turkey and mashed potatoes. The colorful eggs are all fucking mine. I heard a commotion and I went to the window. Hell, Ingles the cat had a hawk. He was fighting it wildly, feathers flew. Soon it was all over, the cat settled down to eat its kill. It is just insane what this cat kills. One day a couple months ago, Ingles dragged a dead goat onto the porch like some kind of gift for me. So I cleaned and cooked and ate it. Not very good, but I'm an awful cook. I fear that someday Ingles will drag a dead child to my porch. What the fuck would I do then? The Vegetable Rights Group, the People's Plants, has been put on a government-known terrorist organization list. This is very bad, being as I was briefly a member back in 98. Now it's wiretaps, internet taps, and being filmed while I piss and shit, dammit. I've got the shaving disease. This horrible condition is one in which the facial hair grows more rapidly after each shave. I have a beard by 7 p.m. if I shave. If I keep this shaving routine up, I can look forward to growing a full beard in 45 minutes. Fucking hooray! I slept with the Ingles last night. With a cat that big, you don't need a blanket. A sheet, a 70-pound cat, and a couple pillows, and I was set. Deep purring. from the old Tom like a massaging mattress. By the time the purring stopped, the cat was asleep. I felt like I'd been driving a motorcycle for 3 hours. When the cat lays on me after a full meal, I feel like I'm gonna vomit. Like a crushing weight on my stomach is going to force the food out in a wet, meaty belch. I want to sit down and smoke forever. 30 years later, there I am at the same spot, smoking, hell yeah. Sexy Lucy came in at 6 a.m. Ty Lee went over to cockblock baby Huey. Hell yeah. Savage cockblockish world we live in. There are moments that stretch on and on after they have passed. Still frame echoes glisten with movement when activated in the endless mind. I have been alive forever, and random bits of it float up to caress and sting. Today I saw Ingalls in the shed. He growled aggressively at me like he does when he's eating some prey. I saw that he was eating a baby deer. A pretty cute one. If you ignore the ripped up bloody flesh bits, kitty kitty killing machine. Ingalls cost me $15 a week at cat food. Plus he shredded my couch bad from sharpening his claws on it. Hey, something is coming up in planter number 12. It's a brilliant purple stem with brown hairs on it. Looks alien to me. It is almost see-through and looks more like a crystal than a plant. I wonder if these seeds were brought here on purpose by aliens, or if the seeds themselves are traveling through space looking for a home. I've only showed the plant to a couple of friends. I don't want word to get out. The government has announced that it's illegal to grow space seeds into plants. I think these seeds have come down here for a reason. I think they're here to save us, if we don't destroy them first. Food hoarding has begun. Everyone buying up as much as they can and storing it, man. Storing it till the shit hits the fan. It's all supply and demand. Prices seem to be getting out of hand. Groups form to pool money and buy vast quantities of food at discount prices, cheaper per unit. Store more, store more. I am poor, so after bills, porn mags, gas, and weekly eaten food, I can only store away 6 packs of ramen noodles and a couple beers. I talked a bit to cute Miss Lucy after work. Nice girl, evil world. We talked maybe 20 minutes and her boss came over to give her orders. Well, I've gotta go, I said. Stepped out towards the exit. A few clicks and I hear running footsteps. And I think that could be Lucy running to catch up with me. Then I think, nah, and keep walking. But it is Lucy and she ran up to catch up with me. How sweet. Some trends of 2003 are tattooed eyelids, always of a staring eye, usually blue or brown, some green and red thrown in here and there. Some get cat eyes on their eyelids, some get empty sockets inked onto their flesh. The eye thing was cool for 3 weeks, but by then 30% of all people between the ages of 17 and 26 had them. It got boring after that. The food-scented cologne and perfume trend. People smelled like beer, tacos, cinnamon, Pop-Tarts, and Snicker bars. You just want to eat a girl who smells like Pop-Tarts. A brand new scent out is Apple. A nice, musky apple. The name brand is Apple Fuck. The mixed retro trend is kind of interesting, since most decades' fashions have been cycled a couple times now. People are mixing it up. A poodle skirt with razor blades through the nose. a Devo hat, and cowboy boots is one of the endless examples. I feel high when I see people dressed this way.